आइरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। बाप दादा हैज रिजर्व्ड द टाइम ऑफ द अर्ली मॉर्निंग आवर्स ऑफ नेक्टर स्पेशली फॉर द ब्राह्मिन चिल्ड्रन। इट इज एट दिस टाइम इन पर्टिकुलर दैट बाप दादा सीज द स्पेशलिटीज ऑफ ईच चाइल्ड एंड ही सीज द वर्च्यूज ऑफ देयर सर्विसेस। At that moment, do you know what Bab Dada does? By giving special blessings, Bab Dada allows the speciality of each child, their virtues and their service, to become imperishable. So this is why Bab Dada has reserved this time specially for the children. What we do at Amrit Vela is one point. Another is what Baba does at Amrit Vela. One is what we have to do at Amrit Vela, and another thing is what he is doing at Amrit Vela. What is his work? So what he does at Amrit Vela? He also does many things. His role at Amrit Vela is that of a beautician. He has opened the beauty parlor and he sits there to decorate, to embellish his children. He gives blessings at Amrit Vela. He is the bestower of blessings, Vardata, at Amrit Vela. As we discussed the other day, in order to receive one blessing in the path of bhakti, people worked so hard, did so much tapasya, and then somehow they were able to get some or other blessing. Baba says, this is the easy time for blessing. Baba is available to all. He is accessible to all at the time of Amrit Vela. So the first thing he does is, he gives blessing. Second, he fills the souls with powers. Sometimes, when Baba sees that a child is trying hard to get over particular weakness, some sanskar, some old habit, some addiction, and the child is finding it difficult, so he gives special powers. To such children. The third thing is touchings. Deep touchings. If you just sit with plain intellect in the morning hours, a new thought, a new idea, a new imagination, a new visualization will touch the intellect. Baba often says, sit with plain intellect and new touchings will come. And this is the method, to know that this is Baba's touching and not my own mental projection. What is the method? If it is Baba's touching, it will be CSP. It will be very clear. There will not be any doubt about it. If it is Baba's touching, it will be very powerful. Extremely powerful. So much so that you will be forced to do that. If it is Baba's touching, it will always be successful. So this CSP thing happens in the morning. Otherwise, most of the times, we feel it is Baba's touching, but then it is our own psychic or mental projection, and we name it as Baba's touching. Baba's touching, if it is Baba's touching, it will be very, very clear, it will be very powerful, and it will be always successful. It cannot happen that early morning you felt that Baba touched me to go to this place and I went there and nothing happened. Something will happen. One American author has written in his book that I used to go and study Bible. There was an inner circle of Bible study. But I did not have faith in God. But yet I used to go. But one event happened in my life, and that reinforced my faith in God. He said, once when I was driving my car back home, suddenly I got the touching to stop and purchase milk bottles. And that touching was so strong, that I was forced to stop at one shop, and I purchased not one but many milk bottles. I was not understanding why I am doing this, but the inner insight, the force, the calling, the sound was so strong that I was forced to do that. He took those milk bottles, started driving, and suddenly there was a small lane, and he felt a strong force to enter that lane, even though he never had gone that way. But still, somebody forced him from inside, and he went inside. It was almost midnight, and he was just as if some unseen force was guiding that man, and he was going this way, that way, right, left, and suddenly he stops in front of a house, and again that voice inside tells him, go and knock. So he goes and knocks the door, and a man comes, opens the door. So that man says, what you want? So this author says, I just brought this milk bottles. So the man says, he starts crying, the one who opened the door. He says that my son has been crying, for he is hungry since 2 days, and we have nothing in our house. My wife is continuously crying, and she is praying to God that please send some angel and I told him or her that at this time in the dead of the night who will come, and you came. This is a sort of a miracle. So this author doesn't say anything. He hands over the milk bottles and goes back. And he says, this event strengthened my belief, my faith in the Lord. So when the intellect is plain, you get touchings. In today's blessing of Sakar Murli, Baba said, I do not like extrovert cleverness of the world. He doesn't love conceit, deceit. He loves innocent children. And in God's directory, they are special VIP. They are VIPs. Such children. They are the true businessmen who have struck true deal with him. So when you sit at Amrit Vela, sit with a plain intellect, not using your own thinking too much. How this, why this, why this, how this will happen, how that will happen. Just sit down in silence, in calmness. In those moments of tranquility, the divine touchings would descend on the land of intellect. So, and those touchings would be very clear. There will not be any doubt about them. Very, very clear. Very, very strong. And in the end, you will find that they had a very significant ramification. The aftermath would be positive. So, morning hours, you receive touchings from God. Next, treasures are all open. Whatever you want, you can just take. Happiness, purity, love, gyan, anything. The whole treasure is in front of you. It depends upon the capacity of your apron, how much you collect, how much you hoard. So take whatever treasures you want. He is willing to give. At Amrit Vela, he gives all virtues. We have a list of 36 virtues. Is it that we have to focus on one at a day, one at a time and take it? That is one method. Another method is to take all the virtues from him at Amrit Vela. Because all virtues are interlinked. If one comes, other will come. If purity comes, happiness will come, peace will come, silence will come, love of God would come, patience will come, discipline would come, acceptance would come, accuracy will come, benevolence would come, charity would come, courage would come, determination would come, enthusiasm would come, friendliness would come, gratitude would come, humility would come, everything, all virtues, tirelessness, all virtues would come to you on their own. So just sit with plain intellect. And you can create different visualizations as if he has kept his hand upon me, as if he is giving tilak, as if he is holding my hands, as if he is walking hand in hand with me. So you get virtues. Then, clear understanding of Gyan. There are so many points of Gyan which are dark, unlit, unclear. Suddenly you will find that a particular point of Gyan has become conspicuous, very clear to you. Till now it was hazy, cloudy. You are not able to grasp it. So, clearer understanding of Gyan would come to you at Amrit Vela. Because mind is calm, atmosphere is very pure, intellect is not wandering. So, Gyan. Then, solutions. God is ocean of all solutions. Baba is ocean of solutions. He is ocean of all answers. There are tough questions of life which are unanswered, unknown. There are mysterious problems of life which are ill understood. Just put those problem or question in front of him and wait and see and watch what he does with it. I have tried my everything to fix this problem, but it remains unsolvable. I have tried every which measure to answer one particular question, but I failed. So now it is the best time. Keep in front of him and see and wait and watch. In the world of physics, and in the world of science, there was a very famous scientist, Marie Curie. She received Nobel Prize twice, probably the only lady, for in two different fields, radioactivity and another. It said in her life that once she was trying to solve some problem, some mathematical sum or some abstruse problem of physics. Whole day she was trying to solve it, but she could not understand. Writing and rewriting, using logic, reasoning. But she failed. And whilst solving, she just fell asleep. And when she got up in the morning, she found that somebody had written the answer there on the paper. And she wondered who wrote it. And she found that was her own handwriting. So in the dead of the night, she got up, wrote the answer, and again slept. So, the answer is somewhere in the subconscious, but it remains unseen, hidden from us. So sometimes, this small act of total surrender helps. Just surrender and wait and watch and see what happens to it. It's not that you will be able to solve every problem or you will be able to get answer to every question of life. The beauty of this drama is that some secrets would remain secret throughout. A very important point to understand. The beauty of this drama is that some secrets would remain secret till the end. Probably you will never be able to reach those secrets. And if you want many secrets, if you want to know, to decipher many secrets, what you have to do is sit, surrender, hand over, and see what he does with that. This is one of the best methods. So at Amrit Vela, Baba, what he does? Gives you answers. Next, He sharpens your skills. As in this, we read, what we read. Baba, what he does? By giving special blessings, Baba allows the speciality of each child, their virtues and their service to become imperishable. So he hones the skills. You know, there is wet stone. You know the stone? Wet stone. The knife is sharpened. That is known as wet stone. God is the divine wet stone. He is the supreme wet stone. He sharpens your intellect. What is it known as? Jhama. Those people come, no? That person in the bicycle comes and he shouts at the top of his lungs, bring all the knives if you have. And then he moves it very fast, some ring-like thing, and he sharpens the knife. Yeah, machine is also there and there is some local jugaad made thing in India. So, that is known as, that's a thing, but this is a whetstone that sharpens. So, Baba is that supreme whetstone. And he sharpens our intellect. He hones the skills. If you are having some speciality, for example, it's not that a person becomes singer overnight and becomes the limelight. If you study the lives of all the singers, they practice hard. They spend hours together in singing. It's not that suddenly they become like that. Any for that violin, singing, music, they have to work very hard. Very hard. The music should become their passion. The singing should become their passion. Then only the things happen. So, their voice is already good, melodious, since childhood, but still, they have to work very hard. Riyaz, practice. So, every child is special. Every child is having virtues. But then, that needs sharpening. That needs, it's known as honing the skills. Hone. H-O-N-E. Baba hones. Sharpens. He is the whetstone. So if I know something, Baba knows it more than me. He knows me more than anyone on this earth. And I don't have to give him any explanation, any clarification, any justification, as we were discussing the other day. If suppose you don't get up at Amrit Vela, do you say to Baba, Baba, even though I did not get up at Amrit Vela, but don't think that I do not love you? Do you have to give any explanation? Probably you might be thinking that I love you less. What we say? We don't have to say. We don't have to give clarification. While see the lives of worldly people, husband and wife, the whole life they spend in giving clarification to each other. That you have misunderstood me. It's not like that. So clarifications, justifications, explanations. He knows you more than you. You don't have to give any explanation, any clarification, any justification to him. And that's why his love is unconditional. And that's why his love is unlimited. And that's why each soul is attracted to him. Because he is like that laundryman. If you go to laundryman with your extremely dirty clothes, does the laundryman say you? Why you made them so dirty? Does he? He just accepts. He charges extra. That's fine. But does he reject? Forget the laundryman. Think about the washing machine. Does it charge you? Or does it say that I will not work because it is too much dirty? So God is the divine washing machine. He washes the dirty clothes contaminated by sins. So these are all the things Baba does at Amrit Vela. So today is a remarkable, a great day in the lives of Brahmins when we will meet him face to face and feel that he is giving me blessings when he is in front of me in the evening. He is filling me with divine powers. He is giving me divine touchings as to what I have to do. He is giving me all his treasures. He is filling me with virtues. He is giving me clarification of some point of gyan which is unclear, unlit, ununderstood, ill understood. He is giving me solutions to all the problems of life. Skills. He is honing the skills. So divine washing machine is descending from the supreme abode. No, you have to put yourself into it. For how much time? On the machine. At least 2 hours. Keep on moving inside. When you will come out, you will be very clean cloth. Om Shanti.